If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bing-dong. We've done your homework.
Let's talk to our man, Dave Archer. He is here. And Arch, first, before we get into all the news, man, I feel like we could talk to you for an hour. Congratulations yeah. on another amazing run and another year of calling Falcons games. I'm speaking for you here. This is not coming from you. This is from me. I know it's not easy when the team struggles and you have to continue to show your professionalism. And you and obviously, you know, Wes do an amazing job. But another year in the books, man. So congratulations on that, because we know what you guys do is valuable to the community. With that said.
Well, that's very kind of you. Real quickly, Carl. Very kind of you and Mike. And that's the thing about, I think, that hopefully the fan understands. There's a lot of teamwork around 92.9, the game, the flagship of the Atlanta Falcons, and flagship, obviously, for the Hawks and for Atlanta United as well. But the teamwork that we try to compliment you guys. You guys do such a great job of setting the table for us during the week to get ready for the weekend. So it's a team concept. That's the way I've always believed, and I appreciate what you guys do for us as well.
Well, and I'll say this. Look, we're pumping our chest a little bit here. We have been. Maybe we don't do it enough, but the games are one of the most, if not the most, listened to things on this radio station. And so what we're saying is you guys are a big part of that. People know what they're getting with you and Wes, you know, entertaining us with the games and with the Falcons games on Sundays. All right, let's talk about all this news. First and foremost, what are your thoughts about this Matt Ryan news? Moving it forward, it's not rumor anymore. We now know, you know, Dave, he's going to interview for this job. Allegedly, I think, Mike, the report was Thursday or Friday of this week.
Right.
We don't know if anything will be announced, you know, this weekend. But what's your mindset as far as this new structure and Matt potentially really being involved?
Yeah, it's something that I've been somewhat privy to for a little while now, Carl, and had an idea that Matt might decide to get involved. It's a huge decision for him, obviously, to interview for this job, as he's got a young family. He and Sarah are raising their youngsters, and right now he flies up on a Saturday and does broadcasts and then comes back home Sunday night, and that's it, you know, and obviously he does some prep during the week, but this is a potential burn the candle at both ends type job. And so I think that he's marinated on that, talked about it, all that kind of stuff. So if he is going to go ahead and interview for it, he obviously has digested that and what it means and the commitment it's going to actually take to help do what he wants to do. And he wants his team to be the very best they can be. He knows what it looks like. He's been with coaches that know what it looks like and what it's supposed to sound like in meeting rooms, you know, the grassroots stuff, the stuff, right. The interaction in the hallways, the meeting rooms, individual breakdown meeting rooms, what it looks like in an offensive and defensive meeting room, how that's supposed to translate to what it looks like in the walkthroughs before you get to practice. And then what are you supposed to be doing at practice? And then breaking that down day to day as to what's supposed to happen day to day to get you prepared to beat that particular team that weekend. I'm not sure I could find a guy that I would trust more than Matt Ryan if Matt, in fact, decides to interview and does take this job, that I would trust any more than him. I've had a chance to be around him his entire career here. He's a genuine guy. What you see is what you get. It's not a made-up person that you see the interviews from. And he and I did interviews for 13 straight seasons. And he and I have had a chance to spend some time in the offseason, things like that. I trust him implicitly to if he gets this opportunity.
Right.
Now, that being said, obviously he's going to have to build a team as well. And that means going after and finding a coach and a GM and all those kind of things. And I trust those guys out there in Flowery Branch to aid him in that regard. But I think that first and foremost, Carl, I'm very comfortable. I know there's a lot of conversation. Hey, you didn't have any experience with this. I beg to differ. Has he been sitting in the chair? No. He's played it out in real life. He knows what's going on.
Right. And I even said, we saw Arthur Blank talk about the new vision of the Falcons. I'd be happy with him as team president and GM and he's streamlined even further and having his vision. We'll try to get that out of Arthur on Thursday. As far as coaches, the first name we talked about, and again, we're not the only team looking, Arch, there's five others, but Clint Kubiak, just because of the pedigree, the kind of things that we've seen him do and the success he's having with Darnold right off the top this season. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's an intriguing candidate. Mike, I think that he's a young guy that obviously tutored under one of the really good coordinators in his pop, and his pop learned from one of the best and probably a guy that probably has his hands in almost every offense in the National Football League, and Mike Shanahan. A lot of the offenses you see run across the league are a version of what he created off the wide zone technique and being able to run inside zone off the run game. It all stemmed off of the run game. Everybody wants to talk about passing, mm-hmm. but the ability to run the football under Shanahan's system has manifested itself in all these different guys, whether it's Sean McVay or whoever, that have gone on to put their spin and their version on it, but it's still based on running the football, which certainly would bode well for what we want to do here with Bijan Robinson and potentially, I don't know, Tyler Allgeier or someone else that will be that RB2 to run the football behind an offensive line that already knows how to do some of that. Now, I think you're going to have to tweak some of that up front a little bit too from a personnel standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But Clint Kubiak has that knowledge of that piece of the game. I think that he is a whenever you get a young guy like that, those are guys that really want to take the bull by the horns
right.
and get after it. So I think that that's fun. He's done a good job with Darnold. Now, I would say that the guy, you know, Kevin O'Connell did a pretty good job with Darnold too,
right.
you know, and maybe that's where that began for Darnold as opposed to what Kubiak was able to do to him because obviously Darnold played extremely well last year prior to getting to the postseason. But I think he's a very intriguing candidate. I think he kind of meshes with what they potentially could put in play.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys. Today's news is Kirk Cousins agrees to modify the final 2 years of his contract, which obviously gives the Falcons some flexibility. My question to mm-hmm. you is, do you believe Kirk Cousins wants to return? Do you think he wants to be here next season?
Yeah, that's not surprising that Kirk did that. I think that was something that was obviously been discussed well before this thing all came together. Again, I've had enough time to spend with these quarterbacks in some private time. And I think that Kirk, in all honesty, was a bit disenchanted with how games potentially were being called maybe early on. I don't know how much input he potentially had when it came to game planning and or in-game things that he wanted to do. I think that certainly we adjusted what we were doing based on what Penix was doing and what he was doing. You guys have talked about it repeatedly with Penix not being under center and certainly with Kirk being under center. He was much more comfortable in that mode. I think with the change, this probably precipitated Kirk to go ahead and say, yes, I would be interested in returning. Do I think he's going to come back? I think there's a good chance. I think that there is a very good chance. I think that it's something that will continue to manifest itself into what it looks like. Obviously, this isn't a done deal, but obviously, if he redoes his deal, it kind of puts you much further down the road to him returning. And what's that look like? I think he understands what Michael's going through. He's got great respect for Michael Penix, and he in fact has spent a lot of time helping him and tutor him, whether anybody knows that or not. So there's a great respect between the two and what they bring to the table. But that certainly looks like, it sounds like, that he would like to return. Do I think he's going to? I think that there's so many variables to that. I can't really answer that, Carl.
Coming up in the five, Joel Corey. I know you love capologists. We'll talk to Joel because he can break it down.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's the dude that will give us what, you know, the some folks feel Kirk Cousins is gone. As you said, there are still some scenarios where he sticks. Dave Archer's with us. And Dave, the other aspect of what we are is, you know, what are we? I think we're a good football team that just made too many mistakes. I think this team was 6-3 a year ago, was in the driver's seat in the playoffs. This team was one or two wins away from winning the division. We're not even having these conversations. So a new coach coming in, I don't think the cupboard is far from bare with this squad.
No, I would agree with you, Mike. I think there's, you know, I mean, anybody in their right mind knows there's quite a bit of talent on the football team. I think that when you play, you know, Raheem coached 34 games here. I think, if I'm not mistaken, 22 of those games were one-score games. We didn't win enough of those. I think we won about half of them, or won just less than half. I think we won 10 or something like along those lines of 22 one-score games. You guys can do the math as easy as I can based on how it's gone in this division. If you flip a game or two, it would have taken just one game this year, but if you flip a game or two a year ago and you win the division back-to-back years. So, and how different would that look, guys? I mean, are you getting rid of your coach and your GM if you won the division back-to-back years and you could have flipped one or two games in both seasons and you would have won the division both years? I mean, that's crazy to think about. But I think that, you know, it's a really odd thing. I don't know how much you guys have thought about just those little things, little tweaks here and there, the ability to win a game here or there. There is something to that. And that's where, getting back to what Carl was talking about with potentially Matt Ryan, Matt understands what it takes to win in those situations. I mean, go back and look at his record. I think he had 45 or 46 wins in the fourth quarter or overtime. That's near the top of his, it might have been at the top of when he was playing. So there's another entity, the piece that he's been in the games. He knows those moments of winning on third down, which we didn't do a good enough job of. You guys have documented that. Are you good in the red zone? Weren't good enough down there either. That precipitated maybe some of these one score losses.
Right.
And then how good are you at the end of the half? And how good are you at the end of the game? And I don't know if there's a guy that you could talk to that would know more about that kind of stuff than the number two.
All right. Before we let you go, and it's Dave Archer, guys, joining us here as we talk Falcons. And there's going to be a lot of this conversation between, you know, now and the point in which we get into the spring. This is going to be a lot of stuff has got to be decided. And once these jobs are filled, then we start to find out more about those individuals. If it's Matt Ryan, what is his vision? What's it going to look like? The general manager to the head coach. So there's a lot in store. I wanted to ask you, is this the most attractive job that's open in your opinion? Take your Falcon hat off, which you obviously can do.
Yeah.
is it, when you look at, you know, Raiders, Titans, I'm looking at these jobs, Arch, I'm like, Are these folks looking at our roster? Do they understand what we have here? I think it's the most attractive job. Do you?
Well, I think that there's a lot to say about the attractiveness of the job. There's certainly some things that potentially, you know, pull you down a little bit. What do you? The number one position that you have to be locked in at is the quarterback position.
Yep.
And are you in a good spot there? Would you say we're in a good spot there? That might be a little bit iffy. I think you like the talent. I think you like what Michael Penix brings to the table, but when is he available to you? And is Kirk amenable to coming back? And is that going to be an open job where if he's playing well, Penix stays on the bench? There's a lot of conversation around that and probably the potential minefield that a coach is going to have to deal with there.
Right.
You talked about the capologists that are going to come on. What do you have available to you when it comes to the money? The number one draft pick thing, and there's a lot of conversation about the number one draft pick. You took your number one draft pick this year for next year.
Right.
He just had 10.5 sacks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, he's good. And by the way, Arch, we mentioned, go ahead, also, Mike, you also got Xavier Watts in the package. You know what I mean? With the Rams.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mike. I mean, so if you're thinking, okay, you're hamstrung because you don't have a number one draft pick this year, I mean, he's on the team already, and he's already paid his dues, yep. and he's ready to take it to another level in the form of two, as you just mentioned, Mike. So that's a great way to analyze it. But all that being said, I throw out Bijan Robinson. I throw out the two young guys off the edge out of the SEC. I throw out Watts. I throw out Jesse Bates. You go down the line, man, that kind of tastes kind of good to be able to come back and have those kind of guys on your roster. Drake London, those kind of guys come back on your roster. I can't see another place that's close enough to winning their division than this place is.
Last question, and we got to catch a break, Arch. You keeping Pitts?
Yep.
You going to tag Pitts? I mean, obviously, that's for a general manager and Matt Ryan maybe to decide, but what would you do with Pitts?
Yeah, wow, that's a tough one, Mike. I don't know that I've completely digested that yet. He was a monster the last six games of the season. Loved the way he played this last game. Did not block very well at all, and that really came up in the run game. One of the reasons we were not able to run the ball to the perimeter, he did not do a very good job there. How do you evaluate him, Mike? Is he a tight end, or do you make him part of your wide receiver core? Now, you want to get him signed before he becomes the wide receiver, right? Because the numbers are dramatically different from a tight end if you're going to franchise a tight end.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Wide receiver. So I would look at keeping him because I think he's got kind of that dog is back in him.
All right. Great stuff, Arch. Again, great year calling these games. Not the results we wanted as a fan base, but look, we feel like things are about to change with this new structure with the organization. Let's hope so. Arch, take care, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the wild card weekend, my friend.
We'll do it, man. I can't wait to hear you guys tell me what I'm going to get for Trae Young, too. I'm chomping at the bit.
Right on.
We got you, man. That's Dave Archer, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.